Third straight year, Ulysses wins the league championship. Undisputed, great day for your players again.
It was. They came to town to play, and we just did an awesome job.
I guess what's made this season so special for you guys, because you guys a good senior class.
Yeah, you know, and it's always special when you got a big senior class, and they've been together, you know, all through high school and done the extra work that's required to make you get better, you know. And we've got a little above-average talent, and when you work hard, boy, things come together in a good way.
All right, what's made the team chemistry so special?
These girls have just been together since they were in kindergarten, you know, and they've never had disputes, and they've always liked each other, and it makes it fun. And, you know, when you're successful, it just makes it easy.
What does this do for the program? 5 years of the GWAC, you guys win it 3 years in a row like this in really kind of dominating fashion. Kind of reflect back on these last 3 years for you guys.
Well, you know, you have to win to learn how to win, and sometimes for struggling programs, you can't make it happen, and you can't make it happen year after year. And when it does happen, then things fall into place, and people finally start seeing that hard work does pay off, and then they keep working hard. Even the young girls can see that it works.
All right, and talk about the days of some of your players. Kyan Eslick had another nice day, and Jesse Arnold just continues to hit the ball around pretty hard.
Yeah, they did. You know, it makes it extra special because Kyan's my daughter, you know, and even if she wasn't, it's just fun to see them girls hit that ball hard and have the confidence not to be scared to hit it hard, you know. But, boy, it's a team effort. We don't have anybody that's missing on a cylinder. We're all clicking good, and hope we can carry that into next week in Substate because it's going to be really tough. We meet up with two really good teams, and we're going to have to probably have the most perfect match of the whole year to get through that.
Yeah, talk about some of your teams next week there at Substate McPherson.
Yeah, well, McPherson will be the second seed. We'll be the top seed, but they're like 26-6 or 28-6, and they've lost to nobody except top-ranked teams that have records just like us. So, you know, they're solid. We're going to be playing Bueller first, and I can tell they're down, but I guarantee you they're going to give us a run for our money. They don't know that they're weaker.
You know, a lot of the thing over the last few years is say that volleyball in Western Kansas isn't as strong as it has been. Does that maybe carry a little chip on your shoulder going in there next week?
Well, it does, because some of us out here do a pretty good job through the whole season, and we're not recognized much, you know. And there's a lot of coaches out here that don't participate in the Kansas Volleyball Association and give their input. And we're out in the boonies, and, you know, it's tough to compete with those schools that really back east, they're a little more competitive year after year.